This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two in this Meet Friday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Spent a little time, maybe too much time, discussing Michigan football as they move forward without Jim Harbaugh the rest of the regular season. But he'll be there for the postseason. Ravens handled the Bengals 34-20. Bengals, Joe Burrow, banged up his wrist, not sure. Look, and he was wearing a wrist wrap or brace coming to the stadium, and it was he was never on the injury list there, so the Bengals are going to have to answer to that. The Ravens may have lost Mark Andrews, their great tight end, for the rest of the regular season. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. We had unanimous MVPs, Ronald Acuna Jr. III and Shohei Ohtani. MVPs, unanimous. I don't think that's ever happened in both leagues. I think 5 of the last 10 American League MVPs have been with the Angels, with Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani, and nothing to show for. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. It is a Meat Friday, and that means the Traegers are ready to go. We have the reverse seared bone-in pork chop. We have New York strip steaks, smashed baby potatoes, and baked cream spinach. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
In case you're wondering, the music today, as we always do on Friday, the theme is new wave music. Yes, Marvin.
Yeah, new wave Cars by Gary Newman came up on my shuffle, and it was so random. I was air in my car. I go to the park lawn, and I have a hot dog, and I eat it right here in Cars.
He's making those words. That's not the word.
That's it's not the official.
And I was like, oh, this is perfect.
It's funny. I didn't know that. Yeah. I didn't know that those were not the words.
Good.
Okay. Devo Whip It. Devo is a big new wave band.
Yes, yes. I thought they sort of invented new wave. We are not men, we are Devo. Whip it good. Yes, Paul.
We did try to look up some definitions of new wave, and it's a very broad category. Sometimes they say it's that late 70s kind of character-based synth rock like Devo and, you know, have a certain look to them.
Mm.
And then like other bands that in the 80s don't end up to like Duran Duran, Depeche Mode, The Cure.
Yes, yes, Todd.
I always wondered whose idea was it in Devo to like to wear Tupperware, red Tupperware on their head. That was just kind of an interesting look.
I thought they were like potted plants.
That, could be that. You know, to me, it looked like red upside down Tupperwareism.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, Marv.
Yeah, I was looking up for a new wave song, and a lot of those old new wave music videos, there's always two keyboards. There's like a regular keyboard player and a synth player. There's that one-handed keyboard player. He's jamming. He is dancing his A off. And he just got the one hand and he's da 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 da. I was like, oh, the skinny tie. I was like, all right.
I like there's the other one-handed keyboard player who just has the most attitude. He never smiles. He never moves.
I don't need two hands.
He's just brooding in the corner.
Yes, I don't need two hands.
The front man.
Yes, Todd.
If you watch enough of those behind the music shows, some of them actually only had one hand.
No.
Some point.
That was a drummer.
Seemed like that happened several times throughout the history of music.
That was Def Leppard's
drummer. This one lost a foot. This one lost an arm.
That is not true.
Wild night of partying. Next thing you know, where the heck's my arm?
Poll question for hour two is going to be what, Seton O'Connor?
Oh, my God. And come on.
Todd has been on fire this morning. It is Friday Fritzy. He has been on fire. He keeps walking from room to room to see if he can get an audience to listen to his jokes.
I did do that.
He just keeps bouncing around. And then every time he goes into a room, people leave the room so they don't have to listen to his joke.
Well, the main reason I go to the other room now is because they have that little hot dog machine in there. So I want to get, like, there's an egg roll, there's all kinds of stuff on there.
But then you're going to do 2 minutes of dad jokes.
I'll do a little shtick. I'll grab a little mini hot dog. Everybody wins. Actually, nobody wins.
No one wins. Nobody. All right. So poll question for hour two is going to be what?
Yeah, we're going to make this one on Michigan dropping their appeal.
Okay.
Although my question is, should it actually be Michigan dropping the appeal or Jim Harbaugh agreeing to the suspension? Which one of those is more damning?
Well, it's on Harbaugh. I mean, it's really the coach gets he's the one who gets punished, even though it's somebody else on his staff. Jim's going to wear it the rest of his career. Now, to what degree does he acknowledge it or care about it? I don't know. But he's going to wear it. It's on him. Yeah, Paul.
I would love to know in the negotiations with the Big Ten, was the NCAA involved? And did Michigan get any assurances that this would not be a big ding from the NCAA going forward? If they cooperate, which they haven't before, and why Harbaugh got in a little trouble in the offseason. But if they cooperate, will this be a slap on the wrist penalty for the program? Because Harbaugh will be gone someday, but 2 years from now when they lose 8 scholarships, that's when it really hurts the program. They can get by with him at Maryland. I wonder if there's some type of deal with the NCAA going on right now.
I have no idea because I don't know anybody who works at the NCAA. And I don't even know if they work at the NCAA.
It's like Kaiser Soze over there.
Do they still exist?
Yes. Yes, Eden.
They're like an AI organization right now. Yeah. It's like, I wonder if... this is me being a little conspiracy theory-ish, right? But everything is a negotiation, right?
Yeah.
I wonder if sometime in the next couple of weeks we hear Jim Harbaugh's been extended. Oh, okay, you guys are going to drop the appeal? No problem. Let's rush along my extension then. And I'll take the 3 games, and you give me 3 years.
All right. We'll keep an eye out for that.
That's it.
Yeah.
10:07 Eastern, 10:07 a.m. Eastern on...
And Seton is taking a victory lap today. I don't know if victory lap is, if that's fair, but you said the Bengals season was over a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I think after they lost their 3rd game, I said their season is done. We did one of our like best, worst hot takes, or most best hot take segments.
Yeah.
And that was mine, that their season was over.
Okay.
And then they went on a winning streak, and... Bengals fans were keeping receipts. I was like, okay, no problem. There's still a lot of season left. So I'm just quietly smiling.
Okay.
Letting the season play out.
Are you hearing from Bengal fans this morning?
It's oddly quiet the last 2 weeks.
By the way, Dan's Deals, today is the last day. It was Thursday and Friday, and limited quantities here. DanPatrick.com. We partner with some great brands giving you the products that we love, all the deals at least 50% off, and you want to take advantage of this. There's so many great things there. There's a product that we saw that Mark Cuban's involved with Shark Tank, and it's the Kanga Cooler Pouch.
Those are awesome.
Yeah. You don't need ice. You just put the whole 12-pack of Miller Lite in there, and you're good to go.
Yeah.
Go tailgating. So you get 50% off. The retail value is around $70. You get Dan's Deals 50% off. So there's quite a few of those, but limited quantities with everything that we have. Once they're gone, they are gone. Yesterday afternoon, I saw a story that had to do with a friend of ours, friend of mine, Carissa Thompson, works for Fox, and she was on Pardon My Take, and you know, as you do sometimes when you get on certain shows, you get a little loose. You want to entertain the people. You want to be liked by the people who bring you on that show. And she had this to say when she used to be a sideline reporter.
And I've said this before, so I haven't been fired for saying it, but I'll say it again. I would make up the report sometimes because, A, the coach wouldn't come out at halftime, or it was too late, and I was like, I didn't want to screw up the report. So I was like, I'm just going to make this up because, first of all, no coach is going to get mad if I say, hey, we need to stop hurting ourselves. We need to be better on third down. We need to stop turning the ball
over. Pressure the quarterback.
Exactly. and do a better job of getting off the field. Like, they're not going to correct me on that.
Right.
I'm like, it's fine. I'll just make up the report.
Okay, as you might expect, certainly in our industry, this exploded. This was huge. And then she's going to be doing the pre-halftime and post for the Amazon Thursday night game and didn't know if she was going to address it. I did reach out to her. I'll keep my conversation private until, you know, if she joins us and wants to talk about it, then great. But I was disappointed. Now, I know this happened at least 10 years ago, maybe 15 years ago, when she was 25 years of age, a sideline reporter. You're trying to stand out. You're trying to show you can do your job. And sometimes, you know, a coach, when he comes out at halftime, he is not obligated to talk to the reporter. You might talk to him off camera and give them a little bit, like, you know, just a nugget, a tidbit to say, you know what? We plan on throwing the ball a little bit more. You know, we got to do a little bit better putting pressure on the quarterback too. Like, that's it. And then they'll throw down to, you know, sideline reporter, and then she throws it back up. Well, Carissa is saying that she made up stuff because the coach maybe didn't come out on time, but she didn't want to disappoint her bosses. This isn't an excuse. I'm just trying to rationalize why you would do this instead of saying, hey, coach wasn't, you know, didn't get out in time, but I'll keep an eye on this. I hope to get something here in a little bit. But there is pressure on sideline reporters. You got to have the information. You know, if somebody gets hurt, you got to find out. You got to find out through a source or find out through the team how serious is the injury. There's so many moving parts that go on with that job. But when she said that she made up information, I think there's a common practice in our business to not look down upon sideline reporters, but do they know football? Should they be there? Like, there's a lot of people who have this approach to what do they really add? Now, Andrea Kramer is somebody I've known for a long, long time, worked with her at ESPN, one of three females in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Integrity above anybody I've ever worked with. Not even a question. And I know the work that she put in. Melissa Stark worked with her. I mean, Michelle Tafoya. There's so many great sideline reporters. And I felt bad for them yesterday because Carissa came off as really unapologetic. Brazen was probably a word that would come to mind. Like, hey, you know, I just made it up. And then she talked about it, I guess, less than 2 years ago on her podcast. And nobody picked up on it at the time. But, you know, Pardon My Take is a huge podcast. And all of a sudden, it went viral. And then, you know, I just felt bad that sideline reporters, they have to kind of explain their existence. And they didn't mince words in what they felt about what Carissa was doing. I mean, there are just so many of these women who do a great job. It's a tough job. They make it look easy. You know, Erin Andrews makes it look easy. That's why, you know, the women who come through my broadcasting school, they want to be Erin Andrews. Because she makes it look great, glamorous. She works hard. You get to sit down, do interviews, like all of these things. But you're going to make up information. I mean, that... I mean, Fox has some real questions to ask themselves and Carissa moving forward, and Amazon, because you can't lose credibility. You might take a hit and make a mistake and say, you know what, that's on me. I made a mistake. I said this and it should have been that. But you bring it back again like you're proud of it. And that was what was disappointing. And look, I love Carissa. I do. I've known her a long time. You know, I've been there in her life with a few things that have gone on. This really hurt me. Like, I was bummed. Like, don't. You worked so hard to get on that anchor desk. And even then, it felt like you were kind of looking down on these sideline reporters. That when I did that. So I was disappointed is the word that came to mind. And then reading the other comments with other reporters, sideline reporters, and now they're in question. Do you do that? Everyone is going to be asked that question. Do you do that? Have you done that? And you should never be asked that question. Tracy Wolfson. I mean, they do it at a high, high level. It's live. You're gathering information. You're trying to grab the coat. Like, felt bad. You know, because it was very flippant. And, you know, sometimes we say things when we're on a local radio show or a podcast and we don't think anybody's going to hear it. Or, hey, it's not a big deal. It's an old story. I get it. Let it stay as an old story. Because you're succeeding in this business. You got to the anchor desk. You're hosting Thursday Night Football. Yeah, Paul.
A lot of people, me included, all of us, were wondering what Amazon was going to do last night because they had a few hours to process this. I'm sure this was a big deal pregame. I'm sure this was the entire pregame with the production staff and their people that run things. But for her being on air last night, it's not like they have another host in the truck ready to go, like a backup at a play. I'm sure they were in a situation where maybe they consider pulling off the broadcast last night, or maybe not. I don't know if they did or not, but that's one where you don't really have the option on a live broadcast like that to switch someone out minute to minute while they probably considered it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a bad look. It just is. Yeah. Because then all of a sudden, what else are you making up? What else is real? And this on the heels of Jay Glazer in an interview saying he needs three sources when he breaks his story. It just, the optics are terrible. Yeah, Paul.
Do you think she and Amazon, Krista Thompson and Amazon, missed an opportunity to address it immediately last night?
I don't know how you address it.
I don't know either.
Without it hanging there. And what? This is something that, you know, maybe you get into the weekend and it kind of goes away, but, you know, she's going to have to answer this Friday. I don't know what kind of statement. And look, I listened to that whole portion of it because I kept thinking, wow, did we pull something out? Like, what's the context of this? And it didn't soften anything, though. Yeah, I mean, from a professional level and a personal level, yeah, I was disappointed in that. Because there, once again, there's so many great sideline reporters. And it's, they work hard. And they work hard to establish their credibility. Pam Oliver. I mean, I've known a lot of them. They work hard. And I hope that the fallout isn't, well, are you telling me, did you talk to the coach? Like, just tough stuff. Tough stuff. Herm Edwards will join us coming up. He has somebody he thinks should get the job at Texas A&M. He's recommending somebody.
Is it him?
Nope. No.
I thought you were playing with
him. No. Herm is not recommending himself, but...
I know a guy.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got a couple of things here. And Deion Sanders, welcome to college football coaching. Apparently, he realizes that people are telling other recruits that Deion's not going to be at Colorado, so why are you going?
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah,
that's
go figure. Happened. Yeah, that doesn't happen anywhere, does it?
Oh, perish the thought.
Yeah. All right, we'll hear from Deion Sanders. Herm Edwards joins us next, Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Listen to Comeback Stories. I'm Darren Waller. You may know me best as a tight end for the New York Giants. You may also know me for my story of overcoming addiction and alcoholism. You may have heard a few of my tracks as an artist or a producer. And you may have seen the work that I've done through my foundation. And you may know my friend and co-host, Donnie Starkins, as well. He's a mindfulness teacher, a yoga instructor, a life coach, a man fully invested in seeing people reach their fullest potential. And we've come to form this platform of Comeback Stories to really highlight not only our own adversity, but adversity in the lives of well-known guests with amazing stories. Catch us every week on Comeback Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. The truly brilliant all-electric EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz features some of the smartest tech ever to grace four wheels. With Dynamic Select, you can fine-tune hundreds of vehicle settings to precisely match your driving style. And available in off-road mode, transparent hood lets you see through the sheet metal to steer clear of bumps and potholes directly beneath you. How about that? A 360 array of cameras and sensors constantly alerting you for danger, while 64-color ambient lighting lets you fully customize the ambiance inside the spacious cabin. The EQE SUV is so smart, even the headlights are thinking. Optional digital light technology projects navigation markings and warnings on the road ahead as you drive. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Test drive the EQE SUV. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE-SUV.
It was a flock of seagulls, the Fix, Ministry, and the Police in an all-day affair. And that was the first time I'd seen a flock of seagulls.
Mm.
And this to me was probably one of the first pure new wave bands I saw in person.
Mm. Bad haircuts.
But that was part of their selling point.
Yeah. Yeah, see.
Speaking of a one-armed or one-handed keyboard player,
yeah,
this dude essentially plays one note the entire song,
okay,
and then sings.
Yeah, yes, Todd.
A flock of seagulls should fly over Crappensburg State for their opening game. That would be fun.
Make good time. Before we get to Herm Edwards, I want to play something Deion Sanders had to say. Welcome to Big Time College Football and Recruiting, Deion. Here is Deion yesterday.
I don't talk about any other coaches or teams or staffs. I don't believe in that. I'm not going to put you down so I can stand up. I've never been that type of player or person in my life. But all these other schools are telling these young men and their families, I'm not going to be here.
Right.
I come at it two different ways. I said, well, that's a honor. They said, what do you mean? They think that we're going to be so successful that I'm going to leave. So they understand what we possess and the potential that we possess. But then that's not true.
Okay, I'm surprised that Deion's surprised. Yes, they're going to say things about you if you're successful, if you're onto something, if you're getting the best recruits. Herm Edwards He knows the business, ESPN NFL college football analyst. What do you make of what Deion's saying, that other schools are saying, hey, don't go there because he's going to go elsewhere?
Yeah, I dealt with that myself when I got back. He's going to go back to pro football, all those things. That's just part of it. But it's kind of ironic anymore because as much as the players say, well, the coach is going to leave. By the way, they leave too now. The portal, the transfer portal.
Yeah.
You got to recruit them after every game if they're not playing, right? So it works both ways.
What is tougher, coaching in the NFL or coaching in college now?
Oh, I would say college.
Really?
Because of the fact that you got to constantly recruit your guys. And, you know, and that's just part of the deal now. That's part of what you do. And it's difficult at times because you're trying to build a football team. And when the season ends, you don't know who's leaving, who's staying. You know, a freshman guy has been pretty good, played a little bit. All of a sudden, some other school's after him. He comes in and he tells you his story. And certain guys obviously are saying, these schools are after me, coach, and here's the number. And so can you match the number, right? It's interesting.
What's the biggest number you had to pay out?
Well, I'm not going to get into that. I'll tell you this. I lost eight of them.
You lost eight players.
One of them might win the Heisman.
Oh, okay.
Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
Right. I had Jaden for 3 years. I had him as a freshman.
That's a special player.
Yeah, he's really good. Good kid. I talk to him probably once every other week.
So LSU came up with a better offer.
Well, that's just, I don't know what, you know, it's just, like I said, I lost eight of them.
But it's legal. It's legal, though-ish, right?
Yeah. Good for them. He's playing good.
I love it. NIL. Oh, transfer portal.
It's free agency.
I know. And I can't imagine, like, you're watching your kids, and then you're like, hey, has anybody seen Tommy? You didn't hear? I think he's visiting whatever, Texas A&M. Wait a minute. I thought isn't he happy here? He wants to be happier.
You know what's really interesting now, because I'm getting calls from scouts that are looking at some of the guys that left, and they're calling me and say, coach, I know he was with you for 2 or 3 years. Can you tell me a little bit about him? I said, oh, yeah, he's a great kid, whatever. You know, I'm giving him a good recommendation because they were all good kids. It's just in today's world, it's just part of it. You know it when you get into this, especially in college coaching anymore.
All right, let's look at the Harbaugh, Michigan situation. What do you think of the crime? What do you think of the punishment?
Well, I'll say this. I think it's galvanizing this football team. I think he's done a fabulous job of dealing with a team that has a lot of mental toughness. And I just think that it's unfortunate, the situation that has occurred. Looking at signals and trying to get signals, this has been going on.
But could you imagine one of your assistant coaches doing that? And you not knowing it?
Well, you know, hey, all I know is this, and you know this too, Dan. When you are the leader, no matter what, you get to make a lot of decisions, right? And you get to make decisions, you set policies, but here's the deal. It's like when you watch a football game, a coach makes a lot of decisions on what's about to be called, but he has no control of what those players are about to do when the ball's being hiked. And it's the same way in college football, pro football. You make a lot of decisions, you tell people, you trust them, and you let them go do their jobs. And then when things like this occur, guess what?
It's on you.
It's on you.
Yeah.
And that's part of it. It's hard. And I'm not going to get into the weeds with it because I don't know the whole story. It's a hard deal, man. And I've sat in that seat, and I know how that feels.
Talking to Herm Edwards, former NFL player, coach, now working for the mothership. I saw this Inside USC with Scott Wolf, a great reporter. Lincoln Riley's name just keeps coming up for jobs. Several college coaches told me yesterday they heard that Riley has interest in the Texas A&M job. He's revered in Texas, the coach said. He likes recruiting in Texas, has high school connections there. I think there's something to it. What do you make of that?
Well, that, you know, he's a hot commodity. I mean, if you want offense, if you want to score 50 points, he's your guy. There's no doubt about that. And this is part of college football anymore. You know, these guys move around. College coaches move around more than NFL coaches, to be quite honest. Yeah. you can't keep your coaching staff. They're always, it seems like you're losing a guy or two every year. And I just think if they come after you and your contract states that that you can leave, a lot of these guys will leave. I think a lot of these contracts now that these coaches have, there's certain stipulations in the contract where you got to stay a certain amount of time. So,
but you said, I think you're on record as saying Lane Kiffin would be a good choice for Texas A&M.
Sure. I've known Lane. I mean, Lane was a ball boy when we were in Tampa together with Monty. Monty was a coordinator down there. I was down there with Tony, and so I've known Lane quite a long time. I think he brings offense and college football now. I mean, you've watched it, Dan. I mean, you've got to score. You can't even stay in the game if you don't score over 30 points. You got to score the ball in college football because the way they play anymore, they spread you out and they use the whole field. They just throw it around a lot. They just do. That's what it looks like. And he can recruit. He'll be good with the alums. He's always going to have an opinion, which is kind of good, right? He can stir it up with the best of them.
That's true.
I just think, he would be a guy. He's used to the conference. He can recruit in the conference. He's good in the living room, and he's a good football coach.
Yeah, you're talking about coaches who are on the move, and, we don't even blink when, somebody said, when you say, well, he could end up at Texas A&M, or Lincoln Riley could end up at – it didn't used to be that way.
No.
Like, there's no loyalty at anywhere, it feels like, in college football. Like, the players, the coaches – whatever's best for me, it's all individualistic.
And that's the hard part, especially if you come from the old school, right? Because you can't stay too old school. You kind of move on. But I just think that there's certain guys you've watched at certain universities, and they've been there for quite some time. They're not leaving. They're just kind of hunkered in there. And there's other guys that move. And I just think, according to what generation you're in, that's the mindset you have as a coach.
Could you see an offense, Herm, going old school, like Nebraska used to when they – with that running attack I mean, big linemen, because it feels like somebody's going to be – have a counterattack where everybody's got smaller, quicker defensive players where maybe we just go, we have a home field advantage. This is our system. We're going to do it. Can you see that happening?
Great point. I don't think you go to the extent of Army, but I think you make a great point. And there's some schools, you look at Washington, you look at Oregon, they still run the ball, right? They can pound it on you. Oregon State does a really good job. It's a pro offense. Coach does a marvelous job. He uses the tight ends. He uses play action passes. They can pound you, right? Stanford was like that when Coach Shaw was there. We were like that a little bit at Arizona State. We wanted to run the ball. We had some good running backs. Rashad White, obviously, with the Bucks now. We had Ayuk as one of the receivers. We had some guys. We were a pro-style offense. We weren't opened up as much. So there's some coaches that still do that. The problem with that is this. When you get behind in college football, you get down three scores, you have to have the ability to open it up. You just do.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's part of the deal.
Great to talk to you, as always. Hope you're having fun.
I'm having a lot of fun. I'm like you. Every time something happens, I don't even scratch my head anymore. I go, oh, okay. What else? it's always something, Dan, right?
It is.
When you think you've seen it all, you look again, you go, really? Okay.
He's Herm Edwards, ESPN NFL college football analyst, former NFL and college coach. Thank you, Herm.
Thank you, my friend.
All right. Get some phone calls in here. He got a lot of footballs in there in that trophy case. We had him on during COVID, and he was so good. And there were quite a few coaches who came on during COVID. because we were trying to get any kind of content here. And I just remember there were a few coaches who were available, and usually they were in their home office. And I remember Herm always fired up, always in a good mood, wanting to talk football. Doug in North Carolina. Hi, Doug. What's on your mind today?
Relocating, Dan. Relocating is on my mind. I have a trivia question for you that I'm pretty certain you're going to get. Yesterday, MLB owners approved the A's moving to Las Vegas. This will be their fourth state and city in the life of their franchise. But the record for the most traveled professional sports team, even though the math doesn't work on this, is a team that moved four different times to five different cities and states. What was the team?
Okay. So it's not the A's.
It is not the A's.
Okay. Not the A's. What sport?
Basketball.
It's not my Kansas City Royals.
It is.
And it's the Cincinnati Royals and Kansas City Omaha Kings, the Rochester Royals.
And now the Sacramento Kings.
Okay. Yeah. My childhood team, the Cincinnati Royals. Yeah, Paul.
And there was a point where a lot of people thought the Sacramento Kings were going to Vegas with the Maloof brothers maybe 6-7 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, the commissioner of Major League Baseball, Rob Manfred, said that he tried for a new stadium in Oakland, tried for over a decade.
Sorry.
Okay, maybe you did, but how reasonable? What was the ask of Oakland? That's what I wanted. It's almost like, hey, we'll try to get a stadium for you, but this is what we want out of this. This is what you have to pony up. Oh, you can't do it? We got to move to Vegas. That's the feeling I've always gotten with Oakland, that they were, I think there was a big ask by Major League Baseball. Hey, we want you to develop waterfront. We want to have shopping mall. And it wasn't just a baseball stadium. And I don't know if the commissioner is, I mean, it might be disingenuous with what was the ask. Was it just a simple, hey, want a new stadium? Sure. Okay, let's build one. I mean, Oakland's got a lot of other things to worry about, like bigger picture than just a stadium. So I don't know if baseball met them halfway, a quarter of the way. Yes, Todd?
It's like, I guess you didn't want to keep the team bad enough. You didn't make the right offer.
Yes, because now it comes back on Oakland that Oakland couldn't keep them. Yeah, Paul.
If you go back to 2021, the Oakland A's announced they were looking at both options in Oakland and Las Vegas. Then the commissioner, Manfred, decided to waive the relocation fee to move to Vegas of $300 million.
Yeah.
My guess is that would really incentivize them to go to look at Vegas more than Oakland.
Sure.
So that there's MLB did nothing to keep them in Oakland and greenlit Vegas.
Once again, going back to that report by Scott Wolf, who covers USC, Lincoln Riley, and the fact that several college coaches told the reporter they had heard Lincoln Riley has interest in the Texas A&M job. Anyway, they heard that. So there's no report, but it's sort of bubbling. Feels like that. Dale in Iowa. Hi, Dale. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan, I'm a 32-year member of the Dead Dads Club.
All right.
No ding.
No ding.
Real quick, last week when you were on the Veterans Day, you talked about your uncle serving in Chosun, Korea.
Yeah.
My dad also served in Korea. Two Bronze Star, two Purple Hearts, Frostbite. And every time MASH would come on, in those episodes where it was really cold, you would just see in his eyes and he would say, God, I've never been so cold as in my life.
Yeah.
But anyway, with the Krista Thompson story, which also leads me to one of my leaders when I was in the Army said to me one time, he was like, Sergeant, when you have troops under your command, credibility is the most important thing. It's gained in inches and lost in miles. And the minute they find out that you may have fabricated something, they're never going to believe anything. They're not going to believe in you anymore. And I just think of some of the stories where I've read about the intense homework that Melissa Stark and Michelle Tafoya did leading up to a game. And then in game, how they would kind of fill that with those stories. And then the other thing is, God, the elements they're in, like when it's December and that, and you know, you got the guys in the booth and they're like, we'll toss it down to Melissa and she's freezing like crazy. So anyway, Carissa Thompson just lost all credibility with me.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Dale. We did reach out to a lot of people who affected by this, involved in this. I think a lot of people don't want to stoke the fire any more than it's already been stoked on this. But if somebody joins us, we gave them the final hour of the program, inviting Carissa, some other people as well. But, you know, if they don't want to, certainly their prerogative. It's a touchy topic, certainly for these great sideline reporters. All right, we'll take a break. More phone calls coming up. Oh, the most must-win game of the weekend. That's coming up next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
The all-electric EQS sedan from Mercedes-Benz is luxury and innovation on a truly magnificent scale. It's not just the flagship of the Mercedes-Benz electric lineup. It sets a whole new standard for all luxury electric vehicles. You're going to marvel at this epic 56-inch touch-sensitive hyperscreen featuring self-upgrading next-generation AI and a beautiful, intuitive interface for both driver and front seat passenger. You'll experience next-level comfort in an exquisite, spacious, near-silent cabin that makes this flagship feel more like you're piloting a spaceship. And you'll appreciate the graceful aerodynamic design that almost completely eliminates drag for an outstanding operating range of up to 350 miles on a single charge. The EQS is an object lesson in just how far electric mobility has come. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Take a test drive. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQS.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Can't be in a bad mood with this one. Or can you? I don't know. Yeah, Paul?
One of the first videos. This video was pre-MTV. Like, they did videos, Talking Heads, before videos were a thing.
Hmm.
They were one of the first ever bands to do videos.
Hmm.
Big Suit.
Yeah. I saw his show on Broadway. I think Spike Lee was the director of it, or Spike was involved in it. And it was really bare bones, but it was wonderfully done. And great music. Yes, Marv?
Sorry, everybody. I couldn't squeeze in Depeche Mode, B-52s. I know there was way more music.
Yeah. Are you getting yelled at on social media?
Oh, on the email chain?
Uh-oh.
Well, that's not real new. B-52s, Rock Lobster. I said, I know. I hear you. We'll have five.
I didn't know what the definition was.
We mentioned B-52s already.
Yeah.
I mean, what are we? We can't play every band.
Rock Lobster. Yes, Marvin.
I didn't need that. Yeah. No, but people aren't reasonable.
They're welcome to the show, Marvin.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's almost like Dion. People are saying I'm going to leave.
There's stay in your lane. Remember how bad that was with Green Day? I had the audacity to question Green Day. Stay in your lane. All right, fair enough. Well, I'm going to tell you to stay in your lane when it comes to talking sports. Yeah, that'll get you. That'll hurt. All right, the most must-win game of the weekend. Todd, I'm going to start with you.
I'm going to go with one a little less obvious because we brought up his name the other day. I think UCLA needs to beat USC or Chip Kelly is really going to lose his job with the Bruins.
I don't know if it matters. I don't know if it matters. What, Todd? Or, yeah, Paul?
Fritz, he goes, if he doesn't win, he's really going to lose his job. Like, he's going to lose it more so?
there's a very good chance he's going to lose it, but he's really, really going to lose it.
He's kind of going to lose his job.
We're really, really firing you.
What if they win 38-13?
I don't know if he's going to hold on to his job. UCLA is getting 6.5. Seton O'Connor, the most must-win game of the weekend.
I have the Buffalo Bills absolutely must-win this weekend, home against the Jets. Bills are a game and a half behind the Dolphins, but the Jets are only half a game behind the Bills. The Bills' schedule coming up at Philly, at Kansas City, home against Dallas, at Chargers, home against the Patriots, at Miami. Those wins in there are not going to come easy.
By the way, the Bills' new offensive coordinator, Joe Brady, had this to say about Josh Allen.
Give me Josh Allen all day, every day. I'm not worried about it. When I look in his eyes before every game, there's not a worry in my mind. And I guarantee you that's the same mindset of everybody in this locker room. So, you know, I believe Josh Allen's the best quarterback in the NFL. And it excites me that I get an opportunity to call plays with him. And because I know I feel like you can look down at the play call and whatever you call, Josh Allen is going to find a way to make it work. And there's a lot of confidence in that.
Okay, look, I like that you're sticking up for your quarterback. First of all, if he was the best quarterback in football, you wouldn't have been promoted to offensive coordinator.
Right? His struggles.
Yeah, fair. Yes, Paul.
Don't you hope Joe Brady in the next 2 years gets hired by the Kansas City Chiefs? Do you still think that...
Or gets hired by the Bengals.
Yes.
Yeah. Marvin, most must-win game of the weekend.
Mine is the Pittsburgh Steelers. They have to beat the Cleveland Browns. They're without their starting quarterback. They got to stay afloat in the NFC North and in the wild card spot, so they got to win these games.
Steelers getting 1.5. Paulie, most must-win game of the weekend.
The 10th ranked, fifth seed, Washington Huskies. They're 10-0. They are poised. They cannot afford a loss this late in the season. They could barely afford it. The Pac-12 is going away as we know it. They have great uniforms. They have a great stadium.
They're underdogs.
I know.
They're 1.5-point underdogs at Oregon State.
Gotta win it.
Most must-win game of the weekend for me? Anybody want to take a guess? Todd?
Broncos trying to win four in a row.
No. Seton?
Most must-win game for you?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
Marvin. I'm going to go with the Raiders.
Paulie?
Jaguars over Titans.
James Madison needs to win this weekend.
Jim Madison.
Yeah, Jimmy Madison against App State. You know, they want to put him in a bowl game, undefeated. You better win. Better win. All right, final hour coming up. I'll get to these phone calls. I've been negligent in getting... What, hon?
I'm trying to understand your James Madison. They're not going to get into a meaningful bowl no matter what
I know,
what
but all
do.
This publicity, you know, you want to... And they might take this to the Attorney General to see if they can get into a bowl game. You want to make sure you keep that momentum going. Yes, Mark.
But... James Madison has to dominate App State.
Yeah.
They have to dominate them. College football is about style points.
By the way, it's Big Ten Saturday night, Nebraska, Wisconsin. That'll be on NBC and Peacock. Here comes Saturday night, presented by Discover. Final hour on the way. We'll see if we have a new poll question. It is a Meat Friday. My job to go out there and inspect everything that's being put on the Traeger. Because who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
All right, final hour on the way. More of your phone calls. We'll recap Thursday night football. Back after this.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The fully electric EQS sedan from Mercedes-Benz is innovation on a magnificent scale. Available with the epic 56-inch touch-sensitive hyperscreen. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS.